So the question is, what are the barriers to talking to patients about kidney disease? I think the main barrier is the fear and loathing that both patients and providers have about kidney disease. People are scared of kidney disease, not only the patients, but the providers. And so I think it's important for the to overcome that and to sort of have permission to talk about kidney disease and to actually intervene in the patient's management. I think many providers are worried that if they mention kidney disease, the patient's going to freak out. And in fact, many patients, when they heard the words kidney disease, immediately think of dialysis, and then they immediately think of death. So unless you give them more information, once you bring up kidney disease, they can walk out with this feeling that they're going to die. So I think it's, you know, it's important to bring the topic up, and but then also to follow it up with information that really gives the patients some kind of realistic grasp on the nature of the problem, their prognosis, and the fact that interventions are available, and that it needs to be addressed. I don't think there's any way to tell people, you know, news like this and for it to be okay. It's not okay. It's not okay to have kidney disease. It's not okay to have cancer. But what you can do by bringing this up early in the primary care setting is to give people time to come to terms with the diagnosis.
And we also have to keep in mind that patients don't always feel that good. You know, as kidney disease progresses, the information that we give them, it may not be as understandable to them because of the complexity of it. And they're scared, as Dr. Narva said earlier. And when we do tell them that they have chronic kidney disease, sometimes they're just, they don't want to hear it. That denial is a powerful thing. And again, if we mention it a little bit at a time, that might work a little bit better, you think?
Well, I don't think it should be tiptoed around. I think that it's important to be sort of straightforward and to expect that, that people don't want to hear this and they may push back. And sometimes people can be really stubborn. And I think sometimes the best thing you can do is acknowledge that stubbornness and say, you know, I realize that you don't like hearing this and that it's not easy and that you may even decide you don't want to do what I'm suggesting because it means that you have some bad disease and something bad's going to happen to you. But and you don't want that to happen and you want to continue with your life. But I think acknowledging that, you can say, you know, right now it makes it hard, but being stubborn is actually good up to a point. And because people who are stubborn are fighting. And to live with any chronic disease, you have to fight. And, you know, one other issue, I think some people don't feel well, but in fact, most people don't feel anyway, as the patients say. And they often will say, well, why are you telling me this? It's scaring me. I feel fine. You know, you're giving me, you're making me feel anxious. And you know, why? I'm feeling great. And I think it's important to say, look, I'm really glad you feel great. I'm not wishing this on you. But by the time you feel sick from this, the way it works is by the time you feel sick, you're really close to needing dialysis. And there's no time for you to get ready. So if you're gonna be prepared, we have to talk about it before you feel sick. Because waiting till you feel sick is too late.
I can agree with you on some of that, but I think that the information, I guess what I meant about that they don't feel well is that there is so much information that it can be overwhelming. And sometimes an approach that I take is a little bit of information at a time. I might tell them one word. Today we're going to talk about phosphorus, or we're going to talk about sodium. Because if I start telling them all the nutrients at one time or all of the labs at one time, and they don't feel well, one, they don't feel well, and two, they just won't be able to take it. It's kind of like when someone's blood sugar is really high and I'm trying to teach them something. They sit there and they seem to understand, but then when I ask them what it is that you're going to do differently, at the end they're like, they think they're thinking quite clearly, but maybe they're not.
Actually, I agree with you completely. I think whether people feel well or not, they're scared, and there's only so much information they can take in. And the very first time you mentioned kidney disease, no matter what you say after that, it's not going to be remembered. And so I really, the best thing you can do is to see people frequently and give them small chunks of information. Not because you're breaking it to them easily, but just there's so much information that you just give them a little bit at a time and you keep repeating it. And I used to think that you could somehow say things the right way so everything would be fine. And you can't. What you can do for the patient is to be as clear as you can and then be there for them. You keep showing up and keep explaining it to them. And they'll go through a period. They may get angry and be scared and get angry and not show up for 6 months. But if you've really started to explain things way ahead, even in 6 months when they come back and they say, well, I've come to terms with this, they still don't need dialysis. But I think, as Woody Allen says, 90% of things is showing up. And if you're there for the patient, if you are present and you don't let things get in the way and you're willing to keep seeing the patient, you can make progress, and sometimes you end up with somebody who's quite well prepared and actually does amazingly well, even though they may have really resisted for a while.
And I think that just like the patients, because there's so much information, sometimes as providers, we also have to be aware that there's a lot of information for us to remember, and all the labs that we need to check, and all the different reasons that this or that may be happening. So if it's scary for you as well, I think that's normal too.